Easter, people often have Easter egg hunts. Is that not true? Yesterday, we went to Anglesey Abbey. And at Anglesey, they had an Easter egg hunt. Lots of people going round with their clues, searching for Easter eggs. We didn't join in. It's just too much hard work, you know, the effort. But Easter egg hunts are very Easter. Well, this morning, we don't have an Easter egg hunt. But we do have a present hunt. Oh, yes, I know. Different. And in this area where you are sitting, there are, hold on, 5, I think, 5 presents. They are wrapped in dinosaur paper, and they are very nice. So, have a search. You might find one. You might be sitting near a present. If you are, pick it up, bring it out, or give it to someone else that you want to bring it out. Have a look under the seats. Search for the gifts. Oh, come up the front. There's 2 I see have been found. Any more? They can be small. They might be tiny. You might have to really look under the seats, perhaps. Search, look. We've only got 2. There's 5. 3 more. 3 more remaining. Oh. Come on, I see another one. Do come up. That's 3. Oh, another one. 4. 1 more. 1 more gift. Ooh. Could it be over in that direction, I wonder? Could it be? I'm not sure. It might be. Who knows? 1, 2, 3, 4. You have to think about what you might have got in your gifts. Whoa, come up. Oh, we've found our gifts. Come up to the front. Right. Here we are. 5 presents. Oh, no. You're starting to unwrap it. Not allowed yet. Okay, 5 gifts. Could we hold them up from that end? We've got a gift there. Oh, just one at a time. Hold it high so everyone can see. Thoughts, think about what might be in that gift. It's a long shape with a smaller bit at the top, kind of goes in. Okay, hold this one up. It's a kind of tub shape. A bit like Ben and Jerry's ice cream tub shape, actually. Ooh, which reminds me, I really fancy one of those at the moment. Okay, next gift. Ooh, a box. That's a big one, isn't it? Okay, next one. Smaller, but still a box shape. And finally, ooh, small, but quite a memorable shape for many. Okay, what do you think that gift might be at the end? A bottle. Ooh, is that exciting? Yes. Okay, what do you think your gift might be? Some sort of tub. Could there be something exciting in the tub? Okay. What do you think your gift might be? Just a box. Oh. Okay. What do you think yours might be?
Box.
Oh. And yours? You don't know. Any guesses? Celebration or roses or Quality Street? Okay, let's open this end first. How exciting. I love presents. Don't you love presents? Dun, 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 dun. We think it's a bottle. What's in the bottle? It's a bottle of Dr. Pepper. Oh, it's empty. That's disappointing, isn't it? Oops. Just a little. Never mind. Moving on. Stay there. It's fine. Moving on. Opening the tub off. What does it say on the top? Sweets. Sweets. Open it up. Open it up. Let's see the sweets. Let's see them. Empty. Okay. Next. No problem. We're doing all right. rip off the paper. Rip it off. Rip it off. Oh, there we go. What is it? What is it? Oh, it's a scooter. Open it up. Open it up. A scooter. How exciting. Open it up. Oh, empty. Never mind. Never mind. Carry on. Next one. Next one. It's good, this, isn't it? Exciting. Next, what have we got? What have we got? Oh, oh, rip the paper off. So exciting, love presents. Come on, it's a box of vitamin tablets. Oh, yes, open them up. Oh, empty. Never mind, never mind. Next one. Off we go, unwrapping. Quality Street, celebrations, roses. What is it? What is it? Roses! How exciting! Open them up. Let's share them together. Oh, empty. Bit disappointing. Were you wanting a present? Were you thinking you might get something nice? Would you like an Easter egg? Open it up! Open it up! Oh, I'm so excited! Oh, and it's full. That's good, isn't it? Because that would have been really disappointing if it was empty. Do take one. Here's where I say, it's up to the people that you've come with to decide when you eat it. There we go. There we go. Excellent, excellent. Oh, round of applause, yes. Very good. That was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it? It's a bit disappointing when you have a present and you think there's going to be something inside and it's empty. I got a CD once sent to me through the post. I think it might have been for my birthday or some celebration. I opened it up very excited and the case was empty. The person who sent it me had obviously been playing the CD themselves before sending it as a gift, and they sent it a few months later. Oops. It's a bit disappointing when you have a gift and you open it up and it turns out to be empty. Because we don't like things that are empty, do we? We don't like empty biscuit tins or empty chocolate boxes or empty money piggy banks. We don't like things like that. We like things to be full. But most of all, we hate it when we feel that our lives are a bit empty as well, don't we? Maybe we've got a day when none of our friends are around and we've got nothing to do and we think, oh, I feel a bit empty. Or maybe we've got an evening where we thought we were going to go out and then someone cancels and we think, oh, I feel a bit empty. Or maybe we're at a time in our life when actually we feel a bit like, oh, I feel a bit empty, I feel a bit down, I feel a bit that something's missing. My life feels a bit empty and we can't stand it when things seem to be empty for us. And then when things are empty in our lives, the thing we think that we should do is try and fill them up, make our lives full again. And us being us, humans being humans, we try and fill them up with all the wrong things. Things which don't last, things which easily go away, things like food. Who's ever had an evening and thought, oh, I feel a bit, no, let's eat a whole bag of crisps. Yeah? Oh, I'll have a whole tub of Ben and Jerry's. That'll make me feel better. Yes. We try and fill our lives up with things that don't last. Food. Television. Who's felt a bit empty and thought, oh, I'll put my favourite box set on. That'll make me feel better. And we sit there and watch a whole load of programmes. And then at the end we think, oh, still don't feel so good. We try and fill our lives up with lots of things. Work. Lots of us work and work and work. Social commitments. Facebook, Twitter, all these things, which are really good and really enjoyable, and there's nothing wrong with them, but they just don't last. And our lives become empty again. We're going to spend just a little moment singing a hymn in a minute. But first of all, I'd like you to just sit for a moment and think about your life. Whether you're young, a few young people over here, or whether you're older, or I was going to go over there, but I won't. Younger or older, think about your life for a moment. Does it feel full and exciting, or does it feel a little bit empty? And if it feels a little bit empty, what do we try and fill it with? What do we try and fill it with? I'd like to tell you the story of the first Easter morning, but I need your help in this. I'm going to read the story, but when I say certain words, I want you to respond by doing certain things, okay? You have to remember these things, because otherwise it just all falls flat. So, whenever I say the word sad, I want you to act sad, which means that we go, oh, 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 oh. Can you do that? No, you have to practice now. Sad. Very good, but really not loud enough, no. Okay, are you ready? Sad. Oh, very good, very good. Okay, that'll do. And when I say the word crowds, I want you to stand up and go, hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle. Okay, can we do that? Crowds. That'll do. Not great, but that'll do. Okay. When I say the word angel or angels, I want you to flap your wings and go, alleluia, 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 alleluia. Not bad. A few people just sitting there looking at me like I'm mad. Angels. Wonderful, wonderful. That'll do. And then when I say alive, you have to jump up wildly and shout, hooray, hooray, hooray. Okay? Oh, I know, it's a bit strenuous, isn't it? Alive. Okay, okay. That'll do. Not great for an Easter morning, but that'll do. Okay, so let me just test you on these things. Crowds. Sad. Was that a cat? Was there a cat in the room? Okay. Alive. Brilliant. Angel. I like the way you do it, like you're flying, with reverence. Oh, and actually, there's another one. Oh, I know, it's tricky. Soldiers, you stand up and you say, yes, sir. Soldiers. Okay, I believe we're ready for the first Easter morning. Are you listening? Carefully. Mary was very sad. She arrived early on Sunday morning to bring perfume to Jesus' body. As she got near to the cave where the body was, Mary saw there were no crowds. And there were no soldiers. In fact, the stone that had covered the entrance to the cave had been rolled away and Jesus' body was gone. Mary was so sad. Thank you. She bent down to look into the cave. As she looked in, she saw two angels. They were, you need to see yourselves really. They were dressed in white and they were sitting where the body of Jesus had been. One angel was at the head and the other angel was at the feet. They asked her, "Mary, why are you so sad?" Mary exclaimed that someone had stolen Jesus' body. Then Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing behind her. But because she was crying, she did not recognize him. In fact, she thought he was the gardener. Then Jesus said to her, "Why are you so sad?" That was a bit weak. "Why are you so sad?" "What is it," said Jesus, "that you are looking for?" Mary exclaimed again that they had stolen Jesus' body. Then Jesus said, "Mary, please don't be sad." Mary turned to Jesus and suddenly she recognized who he was. He is alive! Yay! He is alive! Yay! He is alive! Yay! She turned and ran back to tell Jesus' friends that Jesus really was alive. Yay! Give yourselves a round of applause. I think that was very good. You know, as Mary approached Jesus' tomb on that first Easter morning, she must have felt very empty because her best friend, the person who she'd been with for 3 years, had died and gone. And so when she turned up at the tomb and found that that tomb was empty when she'd expected it to be full, she must have felt terrible. Because we hate it when things that are supposed to be full turn out to be empty. But you know, on this one occasion, empty turned out to be very good. Because when Jesus' tomb was empty on that first Easter morning, it meant that actually Jesus was alive. And Mary's life, yes, don't jump up. Mary's life need not be empty anymore, but it can now be full. Full of love, full of grace, full of peace, full of strength, full of the God who was dead, but now was alive again. And as we celebrate this Easter morning, and we think about things that are empty that should have been full, and we think about the empty tomb that should have been full, we should celebrate because it means that our lives need not be empty anymore, because Jesus said that if you follow me, if you come to me, your life will be full. In fact, he said, "I will give you life and life in all its fullness." I want to tell you a quick story to help you to understand this. Are you sitting comfortably and listening to the story? Or maybe I should say, are you sitting up straight, ready to listen to the story? Oh, brilliant. There was once a father who watched his son grow up, and his son became a great art collector. He collected lots of very, very expensive paintings, and his father was so proud. But one winter, war broke out, and his son enlisted for the army and went into the war. Just a few months later, near Christmas time, his father got a telegram to say that his son had been killed in the line of fire while saving someone else's life. His father was devastated. And although he was surrounded by all this wonderful art collection that his son had collected, he couldn't help but just feel sad every time he looked at a painting. And then on Christmas Day, the doorbell rang, and the father went to the door and opened it. And there was a young man who said, "Please could I come in? I'm the soldier who your son died protecting." And he came in, and the father welcomed him, and they talked for a long time. And then this man said, I know that your son collected art, and he loved art, so I did a painting of him. Could I show you? And he showed the father a painting of his own son. Now, it was nothing great. Art collectors wouldn't want it, but the father loved it. And he removed all this very important, famous, expensive art and put this picture of his son in pride of place. And he sat there for the rest of that day looking at the picture of his son. Spring came and the father became ill and then passed away. And suddenly the art world became very excited because they knew there would be an art auction and all this expensive work would be sold off. And so they all gathered to come and buy all these paintings, all these very rich people. And they gathered in one room and the auction began. And it began with the painting of the son that the soldier had done. The auctioneer said, could I have £100 for this painting? No one replied. There were grumbles in the room, people going, why is this being sold? It's not expensive. Could I have £90 for this painting? No one wanted it. Someone shouted out, just let's get on with the auction. No one wants this painting. Eventually, an old man at the back said, well, I was good friends with the father. I'll take it, but I've only got £10. Will you take £10 for the painting? Sold. £10. Everyone cheered. At last we can get on with all the big expensive paintings. Suddenly the auctioneer said, auction closed. Thank you everyone. You can leave. People were astonished. Why is it closed? There's all these paintings to sell. The auctioneer said, well, the will of the father said that whoever takes the son gets it all. And at Easter, Jesus came to life. He rose from the dead. And if we come to know him, we get everything that he has got. And our lives will never be empty again.